has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, Tuesday morning, actually. Wow, hey, that's nice. It's already Tuesday. I'm liking this, and we've got the markets, well, a little bit of a sluggish start, but we have a good day going so far on the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is looking pretty good here this morning. The NASDAQ's up 10 points, so let's begin with the NASDAQ. Let's begin with the good news first. The NASDAQ is at 4,590 right now, and I believe that's at or near new all-time, not all-time, but 14-year highs. We got to get back above 5,000 to see all-time highs on the NASDAQ. The S&P 500 is hanging out above 2,000 for now. It's at 2,002. It's down 63 cents this morning. Need a little good news to get it going on this Tuesday. The Dow is down 31 points. The Dow is at 17,067. Pretty close to its all-time high, but down 31 right now. Gold is down 0.75% today, 1281. What happened to all those gold predictions for the big spike this year? Gold is flat this year. Gold was down 27% last year. I have no exposure to gold. I had one stock a few months ago, sold it about a month ago. And over the last 3-4 years, I've had no exposure to gold, which has performed very, very poorly. Crude oil is up $1.36 this morning, $95.96 as it continues to move higher. You got to believe ISIL, Ukraine, Petrochenko, Russia, Putin, all of that driving oil prices higher. The 10-year yield's at 2.40% this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We're in our 19th, I think, believe this is our 20th year of doing radio. Used to just be in the Southern California area, but have branched out into markets all over the country, stretching from Miami all the way to Honolulu and all, a lot of points in between. And one of my favorite parts of the day is beginning my day by doing my radio show here and trying to keep folks in the right areas of the market. I'm not selling anything. Well, I sell a newsletter. You can subscribe to my newsletter. But my main thing is I manage money for people. And, you know, the important thing here is trying to be in the right places at the right time. And if you look back at my newsletters over the last 65 months, I have had you in the market for the entire 65 months. And has that been good advice? Now, I'm not a guy. I'm not a perma bull. There's a lot of perma bears out there that are bearish on the market all the time. I am not a perma bull, on the other hand. I don't believe in being fully invested at all times in the market. But when the Fed is juicing the market, you want to definitely be on the side of the Fed. You say, well, the Fed's not juicing it anymore. Well, I know, I agree, but the market continues to march higher. We had a lot of people last week warning about a 30 to 60% correction, an imminent 30 to 60% correction in the market. And I want to go through a few of those forecasts here today. And I want to determine whether or not these are people that we should listen to or not. The first one that I want to talk about here is a guy by the name of Jim Lurio. He predicted last week that a real stock correction is going to blindside us, that it's around the next corner. Lurio is a option futures options trader, president of a firm. The problem is, Lurio's been saying this for a long time now, that there's a correction around the next corner. And he's been wrong. Lurio also, at the beginning of the year, was calling for a big spike in gold prices. Massive short squeeze, and we should see a huge spike in gold. Well, here we are. September of 2014, gold is up 0.65% this year. You could have made more in a CD. Yeah, maybe not. About the same. Only holding gold's a lot riskier than a CD. And gold was down 27% last year. So on the one hand, he gets on CNBC. He makes a bold prediction that we're going to get blindsided by a stock correction. Now, he could be right. Something could happen here tomorrow. Something could happen Friday. Who knows? He could be right, but he's been wrong for a long time now. The gold prediction didn't work out so good. And while he's been calling for this big correction now for quite some time, the market continues to hit new highs. And of course, if something happens tomorrow geopolitically in the world and the market gets clobbered, he'll say, see, I told you so. But the fact is, I don't know that I would give a lot of weight to what he is saying. I mean, people love the big negative headlines, but I think you have to look at more evidence, which is what we're going to do today, than just stick your finger in the air, see which way the wind's blowing, and say, hey, market's ready for a big correction. I think you need more facts than that. And I spend every Thursday and Friday here at Gunderson Capital Management going through all the various things that I look at. I try to keep it simple, but I try to look at as many things as I can, like my rankings of the asset classes, my rankings of the indexes in the market, the technicals of the market, the internals of the market, the macro picture, the micro picture, keeping it simple. And lastly, looking at lots and lots of stocks in the market. And we're going to see where we're at right now. We're going to take the help. The market has just arrived in my office. It's going to sit down on the examination table. I got my little hammer here. Going to hit it in the knee. Hopefully it doesn't kick me. Going to put my stethoscope and say to breathe in and breathe out. We're going to take the pulse, the temperature of the market, which is now in its 66th month of bull. Of course, I've been dealing bull here for the last 20 years on the market, my pundits would say. But I've kept you in the market for 65 months. Now we're in the 66th month. Is it time to ditch the market? Should we listen to Lurio? Well, there's another expert, too. He made a similar prediction last week about the market. David Tice. I love to see David Tice come on the air. This guy can make the biggest grumpy face that I've ever seen. It's like a little kid that just got onions on his hamburger when he didn't ask for onions. He specifically said, don't put any onions on my hamburger. And all of a sudden, the big frowny face. I love taking my kids to McDonald's. I had one kid. He's now my assistant here at Gunderson Capital. But he didn't like onions on his hamburger. Well, Ray Kroc, back in those days, and maybe they still do, on the little children's hamburgers, they make those onions microscopic. You got to pick off every single one. If there's one still left, my son would point to, there's still an onion on my hamburger. And he'd make a grumpy face like David Tice, who runs the Prudent Bear Fund. Tice says, with his latest market call, that a 30 to 60% decline is imminent for stocks. Tice said the current market reminds him of 1999. Where were you in 99? I was managing money in 99. I remember those tech days. And he says this current market reminds him of 2006, 2007, just before sharp market sell-offs. His reasoning, the VIX is low. That means that the volatility is way low and complacency is high. In other words, we're just going along, lollygagging on our merry way, complacent about the market. He also says that trees don't grow to the sky. Just one problem. Well, one other prediction. He claims that gold will go way above $3,000 an ounce in the not-too-distant future. What's his track record? Over the last 10 years, he's turned your $10,000 into $5,400. While the market's turned your $10,000 into $22,000. Personally, I think it's better to listen to the market than listen to Mr. Tice. What is the market saying to us right now? Well, when we come back, we're going to go through our weekly macro look at the market. The patient has arrived here in my office. I've got my toolkit out, and we're going to take the temperature, the pulse. We're going to check the reflexes. We're going to check the breathing, the blood, everything that we possibly can look at of this market to try to determine whether or not the 65-month bull is still intact or it's time to run for the sidelines. This is Bill Gunnarsson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson, President of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we're taking a look at the patient today, coming in for his weekly checkup. It's called Mr. Market, which many people will tell you, hey, you know, you can have the best stocks ever in your portfolio, but if Mr. Market's in a grumpy mood, it doesn't do you much good. That's why it's important to stay on top of what Mr. Market is doing on a weekly basis. And for 65 months, well, how many weeks is that now? Let's see, 65 times 4, about 260 weeks now. As I write my newsletter, I've come to the conclusion every single week that the bull market is still intact. But there will come a time when the bull or the bear does rear its ugly head. The last time this happened was in 2008, and before it was all over, in 15 months, we had lost 53% of the S&P 500's value. So we have to remain on guard. We have to keep our eyeballs in the rearview mirror. As we stand here right now today, we've got 4 months left in the year. The Dow is up a paltry 3.1%. Nothing like the 26.5% return we had last year. And I think it's also fair to say that emerging markets around the world, just as I predicted at the beginning of this year, would outperform U.S. markets, and they are. The S&P is up 8.3%. Well, that's not bad. That's 1% per month so far. At this rate, we'll be up about 12% this year, but nothing set in stone. We still have 4 months of hard work left before us. The S&P was up 29% last year. So with stimulus in its system, we had a 29% return. Without stimulus in its system, we have an 8.3% return on the S&P. The forward PE ratio of the S&P 500, well, actually, it's the universe of stocks that I follow, which is about 3,500 stocks or so. The forward PE ratio is currently at 17.6. And when David Tice says that this market reminds him of the year 1999, I would beg to differ. Just like him, I was around in 1999, and I remember a forward PE ratio back then of around 30 to 35. And right now, we're at one half of that. Now, I'm not saying that this market is cheap, but I'm also saying that this market is not expensive. If the economy can continue to grow, and that's a big if, then we can continue to support these levels, these forward PE levels that we're at right now. But I worry that earnings in America, corporate America, have maybe peaked for now, and that we're starting to slide back down. This is something that we've got to watch very, very carefully. I also am not as confident about the consumer as the government says that I should be. The government's telling me that the consumer is at all-time highs in confidence. And I just don't see it as I look at dozens and dozens of individual companies that are on the front line selling to the consumer and reporting earnings. So, you know what? We're going to continue to be vigilant, but for now, I mean, we're up this year, not as good as last year. The valuations aren't sky high like they were in 99, Mr. Tice, and corporate earnings continue to grow, albeit at a slower pace. And at some point in the future, we also got to realize that this economic cycle will eventually peak. This expansion will eventually peak, we'll hit top, and then we'll start to roll over and we'll start to contract. We're not there yet, but we obviously have to be vigilant. So far, so good. The small cap stocks, which I believe will be a leader going down, just like they were a leader going up in the market, the small cap U.S. stocks are flat this year. Now, you can measure it by the Russell 2000. You can measure it by the S&P 600. You can measure it by any number of small cap exchange traded funds. But the fact of the matter is small cap stocks are flat this year. They were up 39.6%. Now, are the small caps telling us that a slowdown is imminent? Or are they just taking a rest and a pause before their next breakout to the upside? Well, this is one indicator that I'm watching very, very closely going forward, the small caps. In fact, every week I show you where the small cap index is at, and I show you the ceiling, and I show you the floor, and right now we're right smack dab in the middle, meaning we're neutral on the small cap stocks. We're not bullish, we're not bearish. Neutral is okay, however. That's an indication that the bull in the small cap stocks is still intact. Again, so far so good. Now let's look at the emerging markets. Well, I've said many times that the emerging markets were left behind, totally left behind, while our markets blasted off. We blasted off without them. Left them in the starting blocks. We've ran several laps, and now the emerging markets are finally starting to run. In fact, if we look over the last 12 months, the emerging markets are now running faster than the U.S. markets. At the beginning of this year, now remember, I've been out of the emerging markets for the last 3 or 4 years. I started getting back into the emerging markets. And as I look at a broad index of emerging markets, which is the ETF ADRE, that's an emerging market index, over the last 12 months, it's up 28%, while the U.S. market's up 22%. The emerging markets are now running faster. I have some pretty heavy exposure to the emerging markets right now. As I look out over the future, and I see that the emerging markets have only averaged 3% over the last 3 years, and our markets have averaged 18%. I see greater upside potential in emerging markets like India, like China, and like South America. So, you know, even if a big correction were to hit the United States of America, who knows? Maybe there will be a bull market in the emerging markets. You have to remember, you know, I try to include everything in my database, my Best Stocks Now database, and the app that I invented. I'll go anywhere in the world to make money. I'll go to bonds. I'll go to gold. I'll go to the inverse. I'll even buy David Tice's Prudent Bear Fund if it shows up in the top 200 of my ranking system. I'll go to Brazil. I'll go to Vietnam. I'll go to Malaysia, Thailand, Australia, wherever there's a bull market. And wherever on a relative basis, there's money to be made. And right now, I believe that there's more money to be made. The emerging markets are now up 10.4% year to date. The Dow's up only 3% year to date. Now we're going to dig into those indexes and find out where some of those best indexes in the world are right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know what? I mean, I like having some days off and long weekends and everything, but I'm ready to get back to work when it's all said and done. I consider work to be one of the great blessings of life. You know, I know some people that don't consider, in fact, they do everything they can do to avoid work, but I don't know. I mean, I like learning something new every day and working hard and trying to do my best at what I do, and maybe you're different, I don't know, but I'm glad to get back to work here. Anyways, the market is back to work. The market is in its 66th month. It begins its 66th month of its bull run, which began back in March of 2009, when the market was at 666 on the S&P 500 and 6534 on the Dow. And now we are here 5.5 years later with the S&P over 2,000 and the Dow over 17,000. And a NASDAQ closing in on 4,600. So there's no way that the bears can say that they've been right. And I've heard all the arguments. When is a recovery not a recovery? When is a bull not a bull? When is a triple in the market not a triple in the market? And I say, well, tell that to the guy who has a 401k, who saw it bottom out in 09, and hopefully he's seen his 401k triple since then, and now it's a 1201k. He's pretty happy with whatever it took to get here. And now, of course, we have to be on guard to make sure that we don't lose that 53% again, which the market took a 53% hit back in October. Well, it began back in 2007, 2008. I make no promises. I make no claims. I'm just going to be vigilant here every day. Every Thursday and Friday, I take the temperature of the market. I look at the macro picture. I look at the technicals. I look at valuations. And then, of course, every single day, when I get done with the show, I look at hundreds of charts on indexes, sectors, stocks. If I see anything that really stands out to me, and usually it's about 4 or 5 or so tweets that I send out per day, it's there. I send out a little tweet saying, hey, look at this. I've already sent out a few. I sent out a tweet on United Rentals, which is hitting new highs. Reminded people about the article I wrote for MarketWatch. Every single week, I provide a few articles here and there for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, Seeking Alpha, Town Hall Finance, Yahoo Finance. I usually try to pick something very big to write about, something that's really standing off the page to me. And then, of course, every weekend I write my newsletter, which is in its 20th year. And we're going over some of the stats from this most recent newsletter, taking the temperature of the patient to see if it's still safe to be in the market or if it's time to head for the sidelines. We had three big pundits last week telling us to head for the sidelines. Jim Lurie, who's been wrong now for several months. We had a perma bear, David Tice, who's turned 10 grand into 5 grand while the market's turned 10 grand into 22 grand. Which makes me come away with the conclusion that it's been better to listen to the market than it has been to listen to the prudent bear fund manager. And once again, he's calling for an imminent. Imminent means right around the corner, 30 to 60% correction in the market, and gold well over $3,000 per ounce. And he's been saying the same thing now for many years. And he's been wrong, obviously. Eventually, he'll probably be right. I do believe that at some point in time we will have to pay our dues for the money printing and the overspending. You just cannot be on a solid foundation spending more money that comes in year after year after year. That's not a wise way to run a country. And eventually it's going to hit us. But for right now, the dollar continues to be one of the strongest currencies in the world. Go figure. People continue to gobble up U.S. treasuries. Go figure. But that's the way it is. I think it's better to listen to the market. When the market starts to get a temperature, when the market starts to get expensive, when the market starts to not look good physically, meaning the technicals of the market, then we'll do something else. But for now, we're trying to determine whether or not it's still best to be fully immersed in this market, which we've been in now for the last 65 months, and hopefully you've ridden this market up for a triple since then. We mentioned the U.S. markets, which are now underperforming the emerging markets. As a whole, the emerging markets are up 10.4% this year. I really like the emerging markets better than the U.S. markets right now. India's up 17%. So far this year. It's one of the leading markets in the world. Brazil is up 18%. There's a common denominator between those two companies, India and Brazil. India has already elected a guy who's a little bit friendlier to capitalism, a little bit friendlier to the economy, a little bit friendlier to business. In my opinion, being friendly to capitalism and the economy and business is a good thing. For that reason, we have a Silicon Valley, which I drove through a couple weeks ago. We continue to innovate and create and develop cures for hepatitis C and cures for viruses that attack our computers and in this invention after that invention. Who knows what the new iPhone 6 will contain? But I'm getting kind of excited about it, to be honest with you. I think it's going to be a big hit. So call me a capitalist. Yeah, well, you know what? What's the last big drug that came out of Moscow? I end my discussion right there. Emerging markets continue to do better than the U.S. markets. Not Russia. Russia's down 15.7% this year. Maybe they need political change. And, of course, we have Europe not doing well this year, down 0.5%. Why? Because of the Ukraine, Mr. Putin, sanctions, payback, all this and that. But the markets continue to march higher for the most part, some doing better than others. And as we look at the indexes around the world, I still have a big smattering of money in the United States, especially in these innovative companies, a lot of biotechs right now. I still am a big investor in the fracking boom, companies involved there with transporting this oil coming out of the Williston Basin, out of the Eagle Ford Shale, out of the Permian Basin. The companies providing the equipment that are doing it, the companies that are actually sticking the drills in the ground and pulling the oil out. I like it because I think we live in a very turbulent world right now. We live in a world that could explode. Any one of these situations around the world could explode into something much bigger. And I just think hedging with oil is a good way to go. Seems to me that it reacts a little quicker to turmoil in the world than gold does. That's why I continue to have a fairly decent a smattering of oil stocks in my portfolio. I like India. I have several stocks, several ways of playing India, whether it's through mutual funds, which I like because you can't buy a lot of those stocks in the mutual funds that they can buy. They're not traded here in the U.S., and I have a big exposure to India through ETFs, mutual funds, and I do own a couple of individual stocks that are in India. And I like China right now. China just seems to be a little bit off there in the distance, not really connected to Ukraine and the European sanctions, not really connected to the volatile Middle East right now. So far, ISIS hasn't beheaded anybody from China. And China seems to be growing just fine right now, and I continue to like those three markets around the world. Now, the other important thing to track on a weekly basis, and this is critical, let me just give you a couple of numbers here. When the stock market took a 39% dump in 2008, the bond market was up 32% that year. Asset allocation is very important, but I don't believe in just being allocated amongst all the assets just to have a diversified portfolio. Instead, I believe in being invested in only the best asset classes at any given point in time. Last year was all about the stock market. I had 100% of my clients' assets in the stock market. The S&P was up 29.6% last year. How did the bond market do last year? It did lousy. Asset allocation, basically between stocks and bonds, and real estate and gold you can throw into, is very, very crucial. What are the asset allocations? Where are the best assets in the world right now? Well, when we come back, we'll take a look. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Special Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've got the patient here before us. The market doesn't look sick to me so far, but we continue to take the temperature, look at its overall health, look at the internals, look at all the various important criteria that I like to look at, including valuations, including the parts of the market. And here's what we've determined so far. We've determined that it's still okay to be invested in U.S. stocks, but even better yet, the emerging markets are doing better than U.S. stocks. U.S. stocks have ran much, much faster than the emerging markets over the last 3 to 5 years because we had all of that stimulus in our system. And it's all you got to do is look at some of these baseball players who were busted for having stimulus in their system and how their production numbers have gone down considerably since they don't have the stimulus. Not as many home runs, not as many RBIs, not as many hits. Same with the market. Small cap stocks with stimulus up almost 40% last year, they're flat this year. Dow up 26% last year, it's up 3%. Well, now we're looking at stimulus. Sometimes it comes in the way of political change, which has occurred in India, which Brazil is hoping for later this year. China is always stimulating their markets. And those, to me, are better opportunities at the current time, even though I still have a lot invested in the U.S., but I have also increased my exposure considerably in recent months to India and to China, where I think there's more upside potential over the next several years. Then we took a look at the asset classes right now. Where are we at? Is it best to be in bonds? Is it best to be in stocks? Well, as I rank the asset classes on a daily basis, there's 34 of them that I rank, it still continues to be equities. In other words, stocks that dominate the top spots, whether it be MLPs, oil and gas pipeline stocks, which have sizzled this year, whether it continues to be high-flying technology stocks, which are found in the NASDAQ, whether it's large-cap stocks, which definitely have done better than small-cap stocks, or whether it be emerging markets, stocks continue to be the best asset class to be invested in. And just as important to know what are the best asset classes, what are the worst ones to avoid? Well, listen up, David Tice, and listen up, all you prudent bears. Over the last 5.5 years, the S&P inverse, which I consider to be an asset class, has been at the bottom of the leaderboard, at number 34 out of number 34. This week again, S&P inverse, which may come in real handy at some point in the future. Look back when the market went down 53%. This thing was up 53%. It's still at the bottom. And right down there with it, silver and gold and commodities and cash. Look at your portfolio. I'm 100% pretty much, maybe 80 to 90 to 100% invested in stocks. I have no exposure to inverse funds, no hedges right now. I own no silver, I own no gold. I have a little bit of cash, just dividends. Always have a little bit of cash sloshing around, but heavy exposure still to stocks. I believe, for now, they represent the best asset class to choose from. Now, there will come a time when that's not the case, but this is now the 65th month behind us. We're in the 66th month of bull. the bull market for now remains intact. What are the best areas of the equities market, the sectors of the market, the aisles of the supermarket? Biotech back on top, sizzling. The biotech index up 21% this year. Pharmaceuticals right behind it, drug stocks. Healthcare stocks, one of the areas that's still receiving stimulus from the U.S. government. The government is giving folks money to go out and buy health insurance. That is stimulus. The internet index, still one of the leading indexes sectors in the market. Repeat that. Biotechs, pharmaceuticals, healthcare, internet. And I would throw in the transportation stocks. I continue to really like the railroads because we don't have adequate infrastructure here in America to take advantage of the fracking boom and to become 100% energy independent instead of the 75% where we're at right now. I say let's put ourselves over the top and become 100%. Then we can snub our nose. We can look at Nigeria and say, no thanks, Boko Haram. Look at Venezuela. No thanks, communist regime. We can look at other areas of the world that aren't so friendly to us, that are funding ISIS and ISIL and other terrorist groups, Hamas, and say, no thanks, we've got enough oil here at home. But until we become independent, till we have that infrastructure, we're relying on the railroads. So I still like the transportation sector. The bull market is still intact for now. I've kept you in the market now for 65 months. This is the 66th month. The bull market is not going to last forever. Are we on borrowed time right now? The average bull is usually about 3.5 to 4 years. Here we are going into almost our 7th year. We need to remain vigilant. We need to keep our eyes in the rearview mirror, which we have for 65 months now. And when we've taken a look at the valuations of the market. Oh, and by the way, I never got to the technicals. Obviously, everything's hitting new highs. The primary trend is still up. The primary trend is what we're concerned about. There's a lot of noise within a primary trend. But when the primary trend is still headed north, that's called a bull market. The bull market is still intact. Yes, there's a lot of problems out there in the world, any one of which could explode into something much bigger. We may even have ISIL right here in America coming through the leaky borders, getting ready for some surprises. That would not be good for the market. That's why we have to keep our eyes on the rearview mirror. That's why we always have to be vigilant and alert. I am not a buy and hold kind of guy. I'm not a perma bear. How have the perma bears done for you over the last several years? Not too good. How have the gold bugs done for you? Not too good. Will they be right eventually? Yes, they absolutely will. And I'm not a perma bull. I am not a guy that says, hey, you should be fully invested in an index come hell or high water. To get my newsletter, visit my website, pwstreet.com. To interview me as a money manager or one of my associates. I'm the guy who manages the money. We're 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.